Hey, idiots. Thanks for checking out this episode. JMS here. I am still on the road for the rest of the year, and I am coming to you. So I wanted to let you know I will be in Omaha, Nebraska on October 10th, Sioux Falls, South Dakota on the 11th, Fargo, North Dakota on the 12th. Then I am shooting a special in New Orleans, Louisiana on the 24th. So if you've been looking for an excuse to go to New Orleans, here it is. Nolens, baby. Then you can see me in November in Bozeman, Montana on November 15th. Seattle, Washington on the 16th, and then I will be off the road for the rest of the year, but I'm still in Los Angeles. You can see me here and also go to my website, jmscomedy.com, sign up for my email list so I know where you are, so I can know where to go on tour next year, and you can be notified. Thanks for listening.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What kind of ignorant shit is that?
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought?
You idiot, you fool!
Hey, dummy!
This is the Ignorance is Blessed podcast.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
We're back, baby! I'm here. I'm queer. I don't know what to tell you. Listen, guys, I've been gone for quite a while from the podcast. Where have I been? I have been on tour. I've been losing my mind. Look, I'll be honest with you. I had someone helping me produce. They moved away. They also fucked up a couple episodes. And instead of going, I gotta get someone new or figure out a system, I did this thing that I love to do. Does anyone relate to this? Where there's a bump in the road, things aren't as smooth as you were hoping they'd be, and instead of going, okay, let's figure out a solution, you just go, fuck it, I'm over it. I had two videos get messed up that went out. One of them was an episode I was extra excited about because it was just a really cool guest, and I loved the conversation. Not that all my guests aren't cool. Not that we've ever had a guest that wasn't the most amazing guest ever. Not that I've ever silently been thinking, why did I say yes to this guest? And it got fucked. So, I don't know, I was just bummed. I have like three or four episodes in the can. One, I think, is definitely audio only, and two or three are via Zoom. So the audio's, the video's, you know, Zoom boxes. But that's how much I said fuck it, is that I haven't put those out. There's no reason that I could just have thrown them up. I could have done nothing. Yeah, I'm adjusting my sports bra underneath this, so what? And they would have been fine. But here we are. I'm learning that I am a type of perfectionist, which I didn't know because you hear the word perfectionist, and to be clear, I don't think anything I do is perfect. I know that nothing will be, but for some reason, we haven't come up with a better description for how I am. I'm reading this book, listening to this book, A Perfectionist's Guide to Losing Control, and it talks about five different types of perfectionism, and surprise, I'm at least one of them. It's called a messy perfectionist. Has anyone read this? Does anyone relate to this? Big idea generator, big starter, and if you've been following me for a long time, you've seen me big start a lot of things. Finishing things, however, boy, do I just keep bouncing from thing to thing, and I'm trying to get better at that. Trying to rein it in. I'm building systems. If this is you, hit me up. I want to know if something has actually worked for you. Something I just started this week. I sat down last week, and with the help of my boyfriend Nate, because logically I've known I need to do this, but it's a thing where just having someone else remind me of things to include was so helpful. I made a work schedule for myself for the week. That's the thing. I'm very lucky to make most of my money doing stand-up comedy, and therefore I get to be self-employed, and therefore I am an entrepreneur of sorts. I'll do punch-up for people. I, in the past, have consulted on people's writing, and I did career consulting for a while for comedy. Not doing much of that, still getting hit up about it. There's just no time, and that's a thing. I am learning to prioritize my work, which is hard for me. I'm a people pleaser. This is such a backlog to, I just wanted to chat and shoot shit with you guys, but of course, classic traumatized little pussy baby. I'm over-explaining. All that to say, I made a schedule for myself where I carve out time for, like, I'm filming podcasts at this time, I'm shooting characters at this time, I'm writing sketches and stuff at this time. Things I've wanted to do more of, but I kept pushing out of overcommitment. I will say yes to so many things that I cannot do. I'm learning to say no so fucking hard, by the way. Learning to let go of needing to control other people's emotions, not needing to control them. I know I don't control them, but like feeling responsible. Like I'll say yes because I don't want to let someone down. And it's like, I don't want to do that thing. And part of this book, by the way, the chapter I'm on is talking about how much energy is wasted because it's really like people will say, I wish I had more time. which of course we all do, but really what you need is more energy, and it's about not wasting your energy. And they talk about how much energy goes into the anticipation of an event. Even if it's a good event, you're excited, oh, we're going on a vacation. But if it's like, you said you'd get coffee with this fucking person you can't stand. And now you're like, oh, why did I say yes to that coffee? And you're there and you're like, I shouldn't do this. And then afterwards you're like, I wasted so much time on that fuck. So I'm learning basically to not get coffee with assholes. And that's, you know, that's my journey. It's been a while though. So I want to catch you guys up on my life. Hope you guys are doing well out there. We're starting the school year. If you're a parent or a student, it's the fall. Spooky season's coming. All the Halloween girls are going to start coming out of the woodwork. Some of them were never in the woodwork, unless you count the fact that they probably hide in trees and pretend they're witches. I love this season. I love a pumpkin spice vibe. Not the latte though, you know? People go crazy for it. And I think that is a testament to how disgusting the American diet is. I'm sorry, enough is enough. That thing tastes like chemical sugar asshole. I've had pumpkin flavored things that aren't that bad, but it's like a sugar pumpkin is jizzing in your coffee. I don't know, has anyone had that experience? Not a sugar pumpkin jizzing in your coffee. Although I think I found the episode title. Did you try it and thought this was too much and find like a nice light version, maybe like less pumps and asking for Splenda or something? I would love to know. Cause I like the idea. I kind of want to make my pumpkin pie moonshine, but I don't drink anymore. Those are two separate thoughts. But if you found a lighter version of it or a way to ask for it that is tasty, but not over the top, where it tastes like I'm pumping the syrup into my mouth. And I, you know, some people probably love that. I'm not one of them. I'm simply not. I like a black coffee. I started putting milk in it in the last couple years. I like a little tiny splash of milk, but I like the flavor of the coffee. It's the same with, people think I'm insane. Like, I will eat a burger fucking plain. And I usually throw some cheese on it. But even still, I like the taste of the meat. I don't want to put sauce on my steak. I want to taste the meat. And I like the taste of coffee. So the idea of fancying it up is fun, but then they overdo it. And yeah, I'm not drinking anymore. Nothing happened. Well, something happened, but nothing. I didn't like have a rock bottom, unfortunately, because that'd be a more fun story. I have extra heartbeats. I don't know. I'm not sure if I talked about this on the podcast ever, but I posted it in my Instagram story when it first started happening. I got an Apple Watch at some point a couple years ago. Really was like, let me take the plunge, get a piece of technology to sort of help me stay accountable, motivate me to continue being healthy because I want to be healthy, because I like being healthy. I like being fit. I would like to be as hot as possible. And you know, what's possible for me is what's possible for me. And that's another thing I'm learning, is that there's not an amount of running or squatting that's going to make me look like Margot Robbie. But whatever, I want to look as good as I can. And so I got the Apple Watch. I would get multiple alerts. I'd wake up to alerts saying my heartbeat was below 40 beats per minute for more than 10 minutes. And I had a physical with my doctor at Cedars-Sinai back when I had Blue Shield Silver. Not to brag, but I was literally barely getting by so that I could afford better insurance. Her advice was to take off the watch while I was sleeping. And I went, okay, you know, maybe, yeah, she's probably seen enough of this. Technology's not there yet. I am a little bit of a worrier. I think that's not news to anyone. So I started taking it off while I was sleeping. Cut to the beginning of this year when open enrollment's happening with insurance. I've been healthy. I've gotten my markers. I looked at for... I'm just feeling good. I haven't had any issues. So I decided, why not for a little while I'm in this developmental flux, quote, up and coming, who knows how long it's going to be up and or coming, part of my career, pay a little bit less for insurance. Let me just get the covered California. It's a step above, Obamacare is not the word. It's ridiculous to call it Obamacare at this point. It's been how many years since Obama, but you know, the free shit. So I pay like $70 a month, as opposed to, I think I was paying somewhere between $200 and $300. I mean, I definitely was. I just don't remember where between those. So let me switch it up. And then I was like, let me just make a general appointment with my new assigned general practitioner, mostly for a checkup, but I mean, partly for a checkup, but mostly because I wanted to make sure I could keep getting my ADHD medication. Go to a doctor who goes, thumbs up, and I had to be switched now I don't have the same psychiatrist because my insurance, so I needed her to just refer me to the right person. I get to the doctor's office. I go in for my checkup. They take my blood pressure. She comes in. She's talking to me, asking me questions, doing all the little light. She starts taking my heartbeat with her stethoscope and says, I'm going to refer you to a cardiologist. Apparently, my heartbeat is very low, so those alerts weren't just the watch fucking up, but also is irregular. It beats slow, and then sometimes it'll throw in like an extra beat from the bottom part of my heart, which is a different part of my heart. Now, I could speculate on how long that's been going on. I did have a moment of getting really fucking pissed at Cedars-Sinai, because of course, when she first said this, I did the most obvious thing, which was to go into a full-blown panic, start Googling, and look at the worst-case scenario of what could possibly be going on. And of course, I didn't have the appointment for 2 months, because it's shitty insurance. You can't just call up the doctor and see him the next day. You have to get a referral. It comes in the mail. You call. They're like, oh, we can see you in the future. Fine. But because of that, and because my ADHD medication is a stimulant, my psychiatrist was like, I want to wait until you get clearance from the heart doctor that it's all good, that you're okay to have stuff like this. So he just needs to like see you and sign off. And that's fair. That's fine. That's psychiatry, which I honestly find shocking. I was like, wow, this lady's not just a pill pusher. But by the way, the minute she tried to put me on something else, and I was like, well, I sort of have hangups, she was like, you should talk to a therapist about this. Am I mistaken? Can somebody tell me, like, is a psychiatrist not a therapist who can prescribe meds? Are they only there to take your order for pills you can't get yourself? I was like, are you not a therapist? You make me rattle on about how I'm doing when I call every month for my alleged refill that I couldn't get. Like, you are pretending to give a shit. And then when I'm like, oh, well, I'm not opposed to maybe anxiety medication, but I have friends and family who have had negative experiences. She immediately is like, you should see a therapist. And I'm like, this is odd. And by the way, I have no problem seeing a therapist. I have an appointment, which I don't know if I need, because I kind of think the truth is I simply don't want to take other medications. Yeah, I probably have anxiety. Of course I have anxiety, but it's because I'm not getting anything done, which is why I'm building this system. Yada, yada, yada. But the way too long story short is I ended up getting a cardiac stress test. And I gotta tell you, awkward as fuck. First of all, I don't need a test to tell you I'm stressed. But if we want to look at what my heart can handle, okay. It did make me think, and no one has been able to answer this, and maybe no one ever will. But my first thought was, does trauma, does grief or big life incidents, can that affect your heart and cause these issues directly? What I didn't think about that a friend kindly pointed out to me, and then I started Googling and was like, I can't go down this rabbit hole because there's nothing I can do now, is PVCs, which I have, pair of something ventricular, extra heartbeats. I'm fine, by the way, guys. The doctor did say, I cannot recommend you be on a stimulant medication. So here I am, making a podcast in the middle of the day. Will it be the only one I put out? And then I won't see you again for 3 months? I hope not. But this is the reality we're in. I'm unmedicated with ADHD and whatever else. But I was like, can trauma fuck up your heart? And I already said that, I know. Apparently, the thing I have is also a side effect of the vaccine, which someone told me and I started researching. And boy, does nobody talk about it. And now I see how people become the do your own research people. And that's not what this is gonna become. But it was interesting that people just gloss over.
It really just highlighted how most people are in an echo chamber. They see what they wanna see. And I don't know. Is it like the cost outweigh the risk on a large scale? Maybe. Is my heart gonna be fucked up forever because I was worried about someone's grandma who I was not gonna run into because I was quarantining myself? Who knows? But the general consensus was I have no other symptoms on top of the heartbeats. So it's a keep an eye on it, come back in a year or call them if I start getting any other symptoms. So I'm not saying this to concern anyone. I don't need any sympathy. It was just interesting. And I guess I wanted to give background on that. And also tell you that, a stress test.
First of all, like, I would love to know, if you have really great insurance and a great hospital that's just, like, so caring and just goes above and beyond, I would love to, and you've done a cardiac stress test and ultrasound, I would love to hear your experience. Because mine was, I just want our medical care, I guess is the word I'm looking for, in America to be good enough that everyone, regardless of your socioeconomic status, when you go to the hospital, your hospital gown is made of actual fabric. I'm fucking tired of these toilet paper seat covers. I put on a paper vest that had to be open to the front. My nipples are out. And then this little Filipino man named Ron comes in and is putting on a bunch of electrodes. And it's like, well, he has to move my thing to get in there anyway. So who is that for? At this point, let me just hold my nipples and get to town. Get to town, go to town. Ron. And then I was trying to be civilized. They make you lay down, first of all, sideways on your side, because they're ultrasounding your heart with a wand, which has to be the same wand that they're putting inside of women. I guess this was a cardiologist, so comforting in a way, although I'm sure they cover it, they sanitize when they do those, and they probably have, I assume, condoms of some sort. That seems weird. Not condoms, but what, do they have like different tops for when you get an ultrasound in your uterus? I've had one done before because I had like cysts and issues. I don't even remember what I had it done for, to be honest, and now I can't remember. It's a wand. Wand looks like a dildo. They cover it in lube, just slathering it on. And it's like, there's really not that much tit. There's probably not that much skin. What are we doing here? And I really think like maybe we could cut some spending on the lube and get nicer fucking nipple covers, vests, gowns. But they make you lay on your side, which I didn't know until the moment I was doing it, that there's really no way to lay on your side. That doesn't seem like you're trying to at least be coy, but somehow sexual, just So I'm like trying to hold this together to be polite, civilized, you know, demure, I guess, as the kids are saying, but I fucking don't want to say that. That is the word that comes to mind. I'm just so fucking sick of that. Get off, like, get a fucking personality. Everyone's entire thing is like, what is the funniest video? I'm doing that thing. I want to blow my head off. But I'm trying to do this to be like, oops, I'm a lady. And I had unknowingly ripped this side of the vest. I'm laying sideways. So then my nipples just coming out like a little dog's nose just over here. And I'm like, oh, oops. Ah! It was absolute chaos. He finds my heart and he goes, there she blows. Like, that's good. That's, yeah, that's what you want to hear at the cardiologist. And they make you do a stress test after that. Like, he just, I think, took a bunch of notes. He sat there really pressing that thing into me for a long time. Like, I was like moving it around, finding different angles on my heart and making some faces that I was like, a little concerned. This is not, you don't want to see someone looking at your heart going. But c'est la vie. Then I had to get on a treadmill for a cardiac stress test. And I've been working out nonstop all year, haven't been doing a ton of cardio, and it really caught up to me in this moment. I wasn't aware that I was even out of cardio shape. I still wasn't really aware there. It was sort of a red flag, but you have to get your heartbeat up to 150 beats per minute and then continue there as long as you can, just so they can see what your heart's doing in that range. But because I have such a low resting heart rate, it took for fucking ever. It takes about 11 minutes. I'm there 20, 25 minutes. And by the time I get there, the doctor's like, yeah, you can just go as long as you want. But if you're ready to, whenever you're ready to stop, you just raise your hand. I immediately raised my hand. He's like, ah, oh, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, I'm fucking, like, I didn't take long to get here because I wasn't working hard. It's just my heart I don't know. It was, and they, by the way, every 3 minutes, they speed up the treadmill, but they raise the incline. So I'm like climbing a Mount Everest at 6 miles an hour. It's absolutely batshit crazy. But all of that to say, I can't have stimulant medication. He recommended I stop drinking, so I just stopped drinking. Will I never drink again? I don't know. But the truth is, the last few times I have drank, I didn't really like it. It just felt like social, other people are drinking. So it is kind of nice to have this out, because I keep still doing it out of like a habit or people pleasing. I was like, no one's like bullying me, but it does feel, oh, everyone else is ordering a drink. Am I gonna make them uncomfortable if I don't order a drink? Which is crazy. Also, who gives a fuck? Also, if you're uncomfortable because someone doesn't drink, you're an alcoholic. You're an alcoholic, period. Like, that's crazy. Also, if you're getting a DUI over 30, you're an alcoholic, especially in a city where they have Uber and Lyft, which is most cities. You're an idiot, at least. I just had to say that. What are we still doing shit like that? People are fucking dumb. Anyway, so that has happened, and I'm fine otherwise. I joined a soccer team on top of the kickball team I'm on, and we play once a week, and I had my first game 2 weeks ago, and that was where I really figured out how bad my cardio is. I've added in cardio now to my weekly workout. I would love to tell you it's because I just want to keep my heart healthy. I do. I do want to be healthy. I said that. But the real reason I've added it in is because I love soccer. I forgot how much I love soccer. I hated that I missed a couple plays because I was just a little short. And that's
not necessarily about my cardio abilities, capabilities, and could just be literally my speed, but they obviously seem to go hand in hand to me. And I just want to be better. It's rec league soccer. There is no pressure. No one expects anything from me. It's a good time. But I have not played in, I can't tell you how many years it's been since I had played soccer. What I can tell you, and this won't mean anything if you're not familiar with the game of soccer, the last time I played soccer until this team, you had to kick off forward. That was a rule. And that hasn't been a rule in like 8 years. I forgot how much I loved it. Soccer was my personality growing up. It was my main thing. It devastated me for a variety of reasons when my mom moved us from Mississippi to Alaska. Probably top of the list after just the general weather, because I found out I had a rare but serious allergy to cold weather right after we moved there. I break out into hives when I get too cold, so no more recess for me. Oh, 9 months of winter, no problem. I love the great indoors. I didn't realize how much I liked the outdoors. I forgot because I simply could not enjoy them. But the second most devastating thing was soccer was then moved to a 2-month season in the summer. There was indoor soccer, which is a different game altogether. They basically played it in the Olympics. I think they call it either, I don't think they called it foosball. Football? I know it sounds like I'm just saying soccer wrong, but they did play some version of indoor soccer, I think. It wasn't handball, but the field kind of looked like that, but they were using their feet. Or maybe they didn't, and that was a fever dream. I watched a lot of the Olympics, but I can't remember. Anyways, my first game of soccer made me realize, oh Lord. And I want to be as good as I can at it. I love it. I think of myself as someone who doesn't like to run, like that's not my kind of workout. But actually, if I'm doing something within the run, I do love it. And it was really cool coming back to something I love. And I want to say, unless, you know, the thing you did was very dangerous, whatever, highly recommend. Was there a sport you liked, an activity? Go back to it. Fuck it. Why not? Look up adult rec leagues. A lot of these leagues, by the way, I happen to know a girl who asked me if I wanted to join. She was in my School of Thought program. So for those of you who follow me on Instagram, you see me talk about it all the time, but there's this comic. Well, she used to be a comic. Now she's a full-time, like, running this fitness program, Stacia Patwell. And I've been doing her exercise program all year. She's sponsored my tour that I did all, you know, up until this point. And part of the program is you're in an accountability group and you have a leader, and the leader of my group, we all introduced ourselves and she's like, I play on a soccer team. So I told her, hey, if you guys ever need more women, it's a co-ed team. I would love to come back. Let me know. And mwah, look at the universe listening. I had more joy in that hour, I don't want to say, than I've had in the last 10 years. I've had a lot of great moments of joy, and I have people in my life who I love who bring me a lot of joy, but it was like a bump. It was like a noticeable tick up in my just level of joy within. So if you had an activity, you used to play a sport that you loved, look it up. Most cities have these leagues. Oh, that's what I'm saying. You can join. We've had people join our kickball team that just signed up as an individual and they just get put on a team. And they're great. Yeah, by the way, great way to make friends in a new city. Great way to start getting physical, which we all should be doing. It's good for us. Sorry, it's good for you. There's no way around that. If you're able to move your body, you should. And I don't know, it just feels good to get back to something you love. So can't recommend that enough. I wanted to bitch about things and now I feel like I've just caught you up on my life. You know what I do want to bitch about, because I was doing laundry today, is, oh, I got an audition alert. I'm trying to act more. That's not what I want to bitch about. But boy, when you want to talk about like letting go of control of the outcome. The fucking auditions that I just send out into the ether to never hear about again and just keep telling myself, don't give up, just keep trying. One of these days, if I ever have an acting career, not that I won't ever be in anything, but if I ever have something that launches from acting, I suspect it will be a much bigger person who was up for it, decided they didn't want to do it, and then they called me in. The same thing that happens for a lot of spots in the city I live in. I am the first person people call when the first person who's more famous that they booked cancels. And that's all right. I mean, I'm also the first person some people call, but I am aware. When you book me the day of for a major show that you've been promoting the whole time, I'm not like, oh, you forgot to book somebody? Somebody canceled. I'm not an idiot. It's fine. I'll take it. Because of kickball, because of this workout program, I have bought more workout clothes and have been doing more laundry. And I gotta say, ladies, lady companies, we gotta figure something out with these sports bras, with the fucking inserts. All my bras that are better and are more supportive. And let me be clear, mama don't need a lot of support. There's not much to support here. I got just a little bit of, just enough, you know? All the best, most supportive bras have these inserts. But no matter what I do, they get fucked up in the wash.
And then I will hang dry them. Sometimes I dry or dry them, and that's because I miss them when I'm not being thorough enough when I move stuff from washer to dryer. And that funk, and that's a whole different issue. But like, I'm so sick of having to dig it out and fix it, and then it's not the right way. And what? There has to be a better way. We have self-driving cars. We can't get self-padded. We don't need to adjust sports bras that are decent. I don't know. Does anyone have a hack for this? I could just look on Pinterest, but instead I continue to scream into the ether, get mad, and then by the way, we'll just avoid those bras until what? Until my laundry's piled up and I need another bra, but I'm too lazy to do the laundry, so now I'm going to this bra and having to rearrange it. It's hell. I guess that's all I want to tell you. I'm going to get those episodes out, the episodes I already recorded. Would love to know if you guys have guests, if you guys have things you want to hear about, topics. I'm just going to literally pick my frontal wedgie in front of you, which is what's happening. I'm just going to check in. I'm just going to chat, tell you about things I think of throughout the week, and keep it loose. Fuck a format right now. We're just going to do whatever makes sense. I want to stay connected to you guys. I like the community. I like being connected to you guys. I like being able to put stuff out and make you guys laugh and be silly and share my dumb thoughts. So I'm just going to do that without worrying about the format and the thing and the this and the we don't know. What does it all mean? Nothing means anything. And I want to just keep it. I mean, I don't know how light this has been. I didn't even get to half of the shit that's happened since I saw you guys. My car got totaled. Got a new electric car. Gotta tell you, pretty fucking nice. Doing something right. And I'm paying pretty much the same amount I was paying for the lease I had for, at the time when I got it, was a brand new Honda Civic. And those are like twice the price now. And I'm saving so much money on gas because I don't get it. I don't get gas. I got a charger in the building I live in. We get a reduced rate because it's in the building. I'm getting, filling up my tank. I don't know what to call it. Filling up the charge for like $15. Gas is like $5 a gallon minimum out here. My mom got diagnosed with, what a fucking terrible time to yawn. Lung cancer. I called her on my birthday to thank her for the incredible gift she got me. By the way, I have meant to share videos of this on my Instagram, at JMS Comedy, if you don't follow me. I'm posting a lot of stand-up up there, and I'm trying to do more characters and stuff because I like doing that stuff. And again, all the perfectionist bullshit I talked about comes into play with that, and I haven't been putting it out, but I've put out a couple out this week, and I'm really excited to keep that ball rolling because that's the shit I love, is being silly and making these dumb videos. But she got me a wonderful gift for my birthday. It's a subscription box. She got me a subscription for a full year. It comes once a month. It's called My Therabox. It's just a self-care box that gives you full-size products, but it's kind of like letting you sample different things. There are a couple things in the first box that I'm like, oh, when this runs out, I am absolutely getting another one. Face creams. The one I most recently got was a lot of sleepy time stuff, which I don't know if I'm going to take because I don't have trouble sleeping. And I feel like between that and the fact that my heart beats slow already, I don't know if I need to lather myself in magnesium and huff lavender or whatever. It's got like a spray, a nose spray for sleeping. Has anyone done this? It also has sleep patches. Haven't tried any of it, but it does have a lavender. The lavender scented sleep mask, which I do love. And I already used the bath bomb because your girl loves a bath. Anyways, she got me that and I called her on my birthday because the box had come, the first one. And I just wanted to say, well, you know, I'm not usually calling people on my birthday like, just calling on a random day to see, like, I wasn't, but I called her to say thank you because it was just such a thoughtful gift. And then she's like, I have lung cancer. I'm like, great. She has since gone through 4 rounds of radiation using a cyber knife. For now, that's all the treatment. Hers is inoperable because she has COPD, which is a smoker's disease, which weakens the strength of your lungs. Surgery is the number one way to clear it out. It's considered cured with surgery. And then usually, and you know, there's various options. I was really rattled about it, but it seems like she's doing okay. She got through the whole process, but that was definitely a wild ride. And I was like, what a cartoonish time to find out that your mom has lung cancer on your birthday. And in her defense, she just sounded off and I was like, is everything okay? And then she told me, and she's like, I wanted to wait to tell you. And the whole time, it's very much my mom to be like, ah, whatever. Like, life happens, but she's gotten through that and she finished like 2 weeks ago. And I guess some of the side effects and stuff can ramp up and, you know, get a little worse, like trouble breathing a few weeks after. Cause apparently, but the radiation isn't like in that moment. And then that's its effects. It like takes a while. So it, you know, if for a few weeks it's like radiating inside of her, which is, by the way, fucking crazy. Technology is crazy, but So far, so good.
And she'll get checked up in a few weeks. I'm sorry, I'm yawning. I yawn when I'm overwhelmed.
Checked up in a few weeks, and then we'll know if it's all gone or whatever the fuck. Just a series of not great things. But I've also had great shows, great times with good friends. I moved in with my boyfriend, Nate. We have a wonderful place. We live with our dogs. I'm very happy there. I feel lucky that my life, my like home life and my immediate like financial and living circumstances is as stable as it could possibly be to receive these types of challenges. So that's that. It is September. We've got 2 months till the election, which you know what that means. Everyone is the most annoying person on earth. I don't want this to be a political show. I don't want to, I'm sure I'll flare my fucking annoyance about things from time to time, but I don't want this. There's enough places stressing us out. There's enough things that, you know, target your what makes you angry or what gears you up just to get you to tune in and click on it. And I don't want this to be like that. I, for the record, if it matters, well, I don't think it should. I do not have a party preference. I am registered with no party preference. I think there are brilliant and interesting people who are on both sides. I'm not talking about the politicians. I'm talking about just people. And I think there's also fucking idiots on both sides. And if I could say one thing that I think needs to end, it's this idea that one side is really great and knows everything, and the other side is a bunch of idiots. Because, listen, I've traveled across our beautiful country. I've traveled around the world. And I have eavesdropped on a lot of conversations as well. And let me tell you this. There's not a chance that 50% of the country is really smart. Okay? Most people are idiots. You want to feel good about yourself? Go sit down at a restaurant, grab a coffee, and just listen to the table next to you. 99% of the time, it's the dumbest thing you've ever heard. There are idiots everywhere. Meet people where they're at and stop thinking that because someone wears the same, quote, jersey as you, they're intellectually superior or have the answers. It's nuanced. Everything's nuanced, and I don't have time to go into it. Even if I did, I don't want to. I just fucking hate this period of time where people's entire personality becomes just this. This, you need to do this, and if you don't, you're a fucking idiot. Leave me alone. Lose my number. Don't do this. There's nothing more important than getting out and voting. There is, if you have a family to feed. It's like, yeah, also vote. But this idea that like the most important, I can't even imagine what it could be like coming from a place where you have been so financially provided for your entire life that you think there's nothing more important than voting. That's wild. Yes, vote. Exercise your right. Do your part. And shut the fuck up about it. My God. Ugh. Anyway, I look forward to completely backtracking on that and bitching about it the next 2 months. And then, who knows? I'm probably gonna be fine. And that's the reality of most people watching this, that your personal situation, if you're watching a podcast on YouTube, you're listening on your AirPods, you're probably gonna be okay. We gotta do what we can to prevent things from going into terrible places where vulnerable groups are at more risk. Women, minorities. I think everyone needs to look out for one another. I have my preferences. I would love for corporations and billionaires to fucking fork it over and help out the other people, the rest of us down here, and a million other things. Just be nice to the people around you. Set the example of the kind of people you want to interact with. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. I'm tired. That was supposed to be one sentence and now I've gone too far into it. Listen, stand up for the people who need it. Speak about what you think is right, but also do it in person. Get off the internet and have a conversation with someone is really more, but like it's, you're not changing anyone's mind with a meme. You're not doing more for the community than the person next to you who's like someone not sharing stuff versus you sharing stuff on the internet. You didn't change anything. That's not a real action. That's a dopamine hit, which frankly keeps you from taking action because your brain registers it as I did something. So actually it's worse, theoretically. I don't know. I hate the internet. I have 800 blocks on my phone to stop me from looking at social media. And guess what? I see it every day. All right, guys, tell me what bothers you. Tell me what you love. Tell me what you want to see more of. You want advice? Probably not. You want to hear my thoughts on something? Maybe. I don't know. Who's pissing you off? Or tell me nothing. We'll be back next time. And I don't know when that is. And I think that's okay. Make sure you join my Facebook group. By the way, facebook.com/JMS Comedy to follow me on Facebook. I post all my events for upcoming shows there. At JMS Comedy on Instagram,
TikTok, but on Facebook we have a group just called Idiots. I removed Ignorance is Blessed, which maybe is confusing some people, but Idiots! Exclamation point. And come join the Facebook group. Start a chit chat. Let's talk about this episode. Let's talk about what we want to hear more of, want to hear less of. What do we like? What do we not like? I need caffeine so bad right now. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being patient with my ignorance. See you soon, idiots.